Hello, and welcome to this edition of The Reed Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on February 9th, 2017. Our guest today is Tony Chiresso, CEO of the Investment Program Association. We're going to discuss recent news about public non-listed REITs and what's on the horizon for this segment of the real estate industry. Tony, thanks for joining us.
Alan, I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity to be here.
Tony, one of the big stories or big developments in the PNLR space, as we call them, has been the entrance of private equity firm Blackstone into the space. Can you tell us just a little bit about what you think the impact of that move will be?
Certainly. Blackstone, I mean, it certainly has a great reputation and has really reminded the market and advisors that these assets can play an important ingredient in a well-diversified portfolio, particularly for the investors seeking yield and low correlation to the traditional equity market. They have had some tremendous success so far with their new REIT, Blackstone Real Estate Income Trust, BREIT. And it became effective in September 2016. It's a $5 billion offering. And, it's a continuous offering. Specifically, they have currently raised a significant amount of capital through the wirehouses, but their focus is also the independent broker-dealer channel. And, again, I think that the primary entrance of Blackstone, as well as some other large institutional players into the private non-listed REIT space, is really a reminder that this is an important asset class to a well-diversified portfolio.
And switching gears, Tony, the Trump administration has made a push for financial deregulation. For example, last week we saw that the president took on the Department of Labor's fiduciary rule. I mean, in light of this push, how will PNLRs be affected?
Well, I think that's yet to be determined. I'd like to say I have a crystal ball and will be able to predict what's going to happen ultimately with the request to Department of Labor and what the final output of that request will be, whether it be a complete rewrite of the rule, complete repeal of the rule. Much of that is yet to be determined, and it's kind of difficult to assess, generally speaking, what the ultimate impact is going to be to our particular industry. But I think it's fair to say that we are optimistic and we are supportive of the executive order that is asking the Department of Labor to review the fiduciary rule, and certainly believe that certain aspects of the fiduciary rule, not the entire fiduciary rule, but certain aspects of the fiduciary rule, if revisited, could have a very positive impact in regards to financial advisors to be able to continue to provide professional advice to certain segments of the investment community.
And Tony, how do you see capital raising playing out the rest of this year?
You know, we're starting to see with the advent of or the entrance of Blackstone, we're starting to see capital raising and the trend in capital raising improve compared to our 2016 results. And specifically in a certain segment of our non-traded REIT, private non-traded REIT space, the daily NAV products. They have picked up a significant portion of the capital raising compared to sort of the traditional REIT model. And so we expect that we will see capital raising improve exponentially over 2016.
Well, Tony, I appreciate your time, and thank you very much for joining us today.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and thank you very much.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, and remember that you can always visit REIT.com for more on this and other real estate news and analysis. For The REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.